It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day. Glad you've joined us in the study of God's Word. We're in John chapter 17. We're going to read from the first verse down through the 11th verse. John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. So please that you would open your Bibles, that you can follow along. I hope that it'll work today to do that. Many times I know that you're busy with other things, but I hope that there is a time, just a short time, that you can enjoy the study of the Word with us today. Now, John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11 is where we're going to be reading. First of all, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, again, I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and be ready for the study today. John chapter 17, beginning to read with verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou dost send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Please, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study. Father, thank and I praise you for your precious word. I thank you for your forgiving power and for your strength. I thank you for the victory that you give us. It is wonderful, Lord, to serve you. We thank you for this beautiful prayer that you have shared, this intimate prayer that you have shared with us between you and your Father. Thank you, Lord, that we may know more about you, grow with you each and every day. Thank you for saving me, for taking my sin away and setting me free and giving me this hope and giving me eternal life. Father, thank you for all the blessings that you have given each one of us, and especially, Lord, those that know you as their Savior. The blessings are received, yes, of even the lost. They get your blessings, but there is no comparison with the blessings the world has from you in relationship to the blessings that the believer receives from you. Please, Lord, now guide and lead us as we enjoy your precious word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have been through the first verse, and I would just read it once again, and then we'll begin and be making references back to it through the study anyway today. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And now verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now let's look at that verse very carefully, and we're going to be looking at many other verses of Scripture because of this one. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. Power. We have power and we have victory through Jesus Christ. And as the Son of God is visiting with the Father, with His Father, with the it's hard for us to understand. We serve, there is one God. You know, many religions have and speak of different gods, and there is a God of this world, which is true because that's the devil, but the God of the universe, the creator of the world and all of the universe, there is only one God, and yet we speak of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, there are three independent persons, but one. There is one God. Now, even here, we have the Son, the Lord Jesus, visiting, sharing with His Father back in heaven. And so, as He has come down here upon earth, taken on the body of a man, He has come for one purpose. Virgin birth is very clear that He was not fathered by man, but fathered by the Spirit, by the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And Mary come with child, and again, had never been with a man. And you need to understand that clearly. And Jesus then was born, took on the body of a man, and didn't just all of a sudden, and could have all of a sudden been here upon earth full grown and proclaimed His word, show us that He was God, and then leave again. But His purpose was to be born, to grow as we grow from our youth up. We become an adult. He dealt with every temptation that we deal with. He was perfect because He was completely and fully man, yet He was totally and completely God. Never once sinning, never once walking away from His Father's will, as He had left glory, and we're going to be looking at that today through these verses that we've just read. He has come down from heaven, leaving His position there to come down to take another place in a position, and that is to save us. He came down, was born, grew up to be an adult, proclaimed and showed us clearly that He is God. And the word manifest is in our scripture today. I have manifest Thy name unto men, which Thou gavest me out of the world, is in the sixth verse. So He has come down, He has clearly shown that He is God, and we need to come by faith to Jesus Christ to be saved and to know His Father, God the Father. And so when we look through all these verses of Scripture, and we're seeing the Son, the Lord Jesus, and we're to the place in the Scripture here where we're getting very close to the time that He goes to the cross. You see, His life was very short. It wasn't a full life. He's the only one that has ever come to die. All men have died, but He's the only one that come to die. He went to the cross, died upon the cross of Calvary, was buried, and then 3 days later rose again. And we enjoy the fellowship and the power and the strength of Jesus Christ because He has victory over death, and we must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Now we have in the second verse here, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh. Power. Thou hast put all things under His feet, Psalms 8:6 tells us. Psalms 110:1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Daniel 7:14 tells us, and there was given Him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Isn't it wonderful that we serve a God that has His total control, has total control and power over all the universe. Now again, there is only one God. Many believe that there are other gods. There is only one God. and we must come to know the one God through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have already went through to kind of get your mindset, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, three independent persons, yet they are one, completely and totally one. We must come to know the Father, know God through the God the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way, and we must come by faith and by faith alone to Him. And He will save us. He has shed His blood upon Calvary for us. That is the only means of salvation. If you add anything else as something so simple and so good, as you would think, as baptism to that, then you are taking away, you are preaching another gospel. And if you add any kind of works to save you or to keep you in this eternal life that we have here, then too you have changed the gospel. And today we must stay with the Word of God. We must proclaim it clearly. We must proclaim it simply. And please don't add to the Word of God. Don't take it away. And there are many other books out there that have been added and written about. There's been so many things that have taken away from this precious, simple book, the Word of God, and salvation for the soul. Now, we have just heard by these other verses of Scripture, Psalms 8:6, Psalms 110:1, Daniel 7:14, we have realized that Thou hast put all things under His feet. Jesus Christ is in complete command, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. The power. We need to see this power. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Wherefore God hath highly exalted Him, given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven, the things in earth, and the things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now there's going to be a time that will take place, that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It may be too late for you if you have followed after a certain religion that does not proclaim Jesus Christ for salvation. They do not tell you clearly that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart. And we're going to talk about the knowledge here, a knowledge that we need, the third verse, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee. That's a knowledge that you need to become acquainted with, the knowledge of God, the salvation saved by and through Jesus Christ and Him alone. Please that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, because then and only then will there be victory. Now this confessing and this every tongue shall confess that Philippians 2:10 told us of. Now when that comes, the difference is going to be is that you will recognize Jesus Christ to be the victor. You'll recognize for Him to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but the problem is it's going to be too late. Because if you die without coming by faith, you confessing Jesus Christ, you see, even though He is in total and complete control, He does not, we are not robots, we are not puppets. We come, He calls us, He has shown us by His life, He has recorded in His precious Word, clearly giving us an example to come by faith to Him, to Jesus Christ. And He says, I will bring you to the Father. I will take you to the Father. And God has such a perfect work. And in this work, the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and brings us to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we have an opportunity. We have a decision that needs to be made. Many people refuse to trust by faith in Jesus Christ. They will not recognize Him to be God and to be Savior and to be the only way to be back in fellowship with God the Father. They don't see Him to be the only way of salvation, to have their sins forgiven. They don't even see a need for their sins to be forgiven. Oh, my friend, I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus Christ to take my sin away. I need Jesus Christ today, now that He's taken my sin away, to be that precious, sweet mediator between myself and God the Father. And I have such a joy in walking, even when I fail, being a Christian. I don't walk the way I should walk. I don't talk the way I should talk. And yet, even when I don't do that, I have this media, this one that is going between me and the Father, saying, look here, He has been blood bought. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ that then He doesn't just cast me away because I have failed Him, but He grows me. He brings me into His Word, and He gives me strength, and He gives me victory. And He can give that all to you if you'll just come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess Him now, that you may have the joy, you may have the power, you may have the victory. Or confess Him later, after you've faced the grave, after you've died, then you will recognize. See, there is life after death. Don't ever question that. When that body goes into the grave, that soul goes somewhere. That soul either goes into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ because you have made an outright, clear decision for Jesus Christ. You have recognized by the Holy Spirit convincing you of Jesus Christ to be Savior, and Jesus brings us to the Father, God the Father. What a fellowship we have. But He has to come to us, and He will show you the proof. You need to come by faith to Jesus then, trust Him, because I say He shows you the proof. We have the proof right here in this book, right here in the Bible. It is recorded. You also have proof in lives that have been totally and completely changed by and through Jesus Christ. There is much proof, and then you will know once you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please then go to the Word of God. The Word of God will show you clearly and convince you of the Lord Jesus. I don't need some charismatic man to continue to convince me of the truth of the Bible. I do not need music to convince me of the truth of the Bible and get my feelings, my emotions all going. I love music. Don't misunderstand me at all. I love to hear the old hymns. I love them sung. I love just to sit and listen to them, because they set my heart right upon the Word of God. But today we have so much going on, even in our churches, let alone out in the world, that is literally satanic. It takes us away from God. It hypes us up. And then we read a few verses of Scripture in the churches and think, okay, this is it. No, God is not a God of confusion. God is a God that settles us down, that calms us down. Today, when we go into the church, it's just the opposite, and churches believe they need to do that in order to keep the people there. Well, we need to keep the people there by the Word of God, the truth. And if they choose not to, then that's their decision. There's the door. If you want the truth, then you come and you hear the Word of God and you enjoy that Word, and you let that Word not only cleanse you and change you, but also then grow you and make you more like the Lord Jesus. Victory. So you see, we have power here, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh. He has total and complete power to do anything He chooses to do. But they have set from the foundation of the world, the way of salvation is not going to be by an order or by a command. It is by your decision. Jesus Christ has come. He has shown you clearly that He is God by His miracles, and now we need to make a decision to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, and again, Psalms 8:6, Thou hast put all things under His feet. That's the position of Jesus Christ. Please come to Him. Come to God today and be saved. The victory. Oh, we need to know, John 16:33, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. As we look through this section of Scripture, we have such a beautiful prayer, a wonderful prayer. This is the prayer, you know, we think of our Father who art in heaven. That is the prayer that is so important and everybody repeats. Well, we should not be just repeating that prayer. We should use that as a direction for our prayers, for a way of praying, not to repeat that as it is. We need to use that for our prayer life. And people have misunderstood that for years because they just repeat just that prayer only and not make it what the Lord wants us to be. And in turn, it just becomes some verbal statement that we make, and it's not the power of God that we should have through prayer. Here is our Lord Jesus, the perfect prayer, the Lord's Prayer, because He is praying to the Father. And so the statement is made here, Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. This is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. That was from the second down through the fifth verse of the 17th chapter of John. Victory. Victory. The prayer of victory. We must walk and pray as victors. You know, Jesus states here, believers are the Father's gift to the Son. Believers are the Father's gift to the Son. Now, we're going to look at several verses of Scripture right in the 17th chapter. So please follow closely with me, and I hope that you do have your Bibles open. John 17, verse 2, Thou hast given Him power over all flesh. If we look to verse 6, John 17:6, I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them to me. Listen to that. The believers are the Father's gift to the Son. Verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. The 11th verse, And now I am now no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee, Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Verse 12, While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gavest me, I have kept. Verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. We have both sides. Thou hast put all things under His feet. We have victory in Jesus Christ, and we have such a beautiful picture here of a gift that is given to the Son, and that's us. People have come by faith to Jesus Christ. If we look here, we are a gift to Jesus from the Father. Romans 8:31, If God be for us, who can be against us? We need to go to Romans chapter 8. We not only have looked here just for a short time at a gift that the Father has given the Son, which is us. Now let's see how that has taken place. And if you'll join me in Romans chapter 8, verses 29 through 31. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 through 31. Now follow very carefully here. For whom he did foreknow. Let me just back up to 28. And we know, I'm in Romans 8, 28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now let's see how we become the called. Let's see how we become the gift from the Father to the Son. Us, the believers, those that have come by faith to Jesus Christ, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart. There's an honest decision. It's not just attending church, just saying a few words at your confirmation so that you are confirmed and become a member of the church. It is a personal relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. It's a decision that you must make. Not a group of you together. It is personally. Yes, more than one can be saved at once, but it's still an individual decision, an opportunity that you have and you must take. To whom he did foreknow, listen to that word, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. There's that word called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's look through these words very quickly, and we're just about out of time for the day. But it tells us that the foreknowledge of God, and that's the key word that we need to look at. For whom he did foreknow, as God the Father looked down through time, he could see the very minute and second that I would make a decision to trust in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He would watch me listen to the Word of God as I had it on cassette tape, and I would be farming, running the tractor, and I'd listen to that tape, and I would listen, and all it was the quoting of the Word of God. And it was having verses of Scripture in Romans, as the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Scripture tells us. Again, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead. And many more verses of Scripture did I hear over and over again. And God knew as those words would penetrate my heart, the day I would finally choose, freely choose, recognize my sin, and choose Jesus Christ as my Savior. That day, God knew for whom he did foreknow. That day, God knew. And he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, because he knew I was going to be saved. The day I was going to be saved, he set my life from that time forward to be like Jesus Christ, to be like his Son. We're all to be conformed like his Son, to be as the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that we would be that way and act that way and bring honor and glory unto God the Father. But it all started with that foreknowledge. And then it comes in verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate because of his foreknowledge, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Step by step, as my life is being to be more like the Lord Jesus. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. A gift to the Son from the Father is believers. those that came by faith and because of God's foreknowledge, because he can look all the way down through time and see when all those that have been saved, all those are going to be saved, all those will have their life set. Yes, that word predestinate, some people believe that you have no choice or no decision. God chose who? No, you choose God's foreknowledge. Lets him know who is going to be saved. And all those that are going to be saved are the ones that are set to be as Jesus. Oh, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?